Comedy shows about midlife crises are not a new thing. But AMC's new show, Lucky Hank, tries to bring a fresh take.
I, too, am here at Railton College, mediocrity's capital.
That is Bob Odenkirk. You know him as the star of AMC's Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad. Now he plays, as you heard, a bitter English professor in the show Lucky Hank. And the very fortunate Eric Deggans, NPR TV critic, is on the line with his thoughts. Hey, Eric.
Hi.
Bob Odenkirk has played many middle-aged, cynical men. But you think this show is worth a watch, yeah?
Well, Bob Odenkirk is known for playing these really frustrated sort of middle-aged guys. And they can be really annoying and try your nerves if they're played by the wrong actor. But he not only makes them somewhat likable, you empathize with them. You feel what they're going through, particularly as we watch in the first episode his character, William Henry Devereaux Jr. He had one great novel decades ago. He has crippling writer's block. He hasn't been able to write another one. His father, who he's estranged from, is this lauded, famous professor who abandoned the family. Mm. And he's struggling at this mediocre college where he's dealing with students who think they are much more talented than they actually are. And we have a clip here where a student kind of confronts him and then he pushes back. Let's listen to it.
We don't know that I'm not the next Chaucer.
We do know.
All due respect, you would not know.
All due respect, a cat would know.
Your only novel isn't even available at your own campus bookstore.
You're here. The main piece of evidence is that you are here. The fact that you're here means you didn't try very hard in high school, or for whatever reason, you showed very little promise. Did that sound harsh? I'll tell you what, I'll smile through the rest of this.
Pretty harsh.
Yeah. And then he goes on to sort of point out that he's such a mediocre teacher that even if the kid was really good, there's no way he'd bring it out of him. So, this is just a tirade for the ages. And in an odd way, it's sort of a mission statement for the show. It really gives you a sense of where his head is at as this first episode gets going.
We have seen comedies, of course, about academia before. I'm thinking about The Chair, starring Sandra Oh. Eric, you teach at a university. Does the Lucky Hank depiction hit on something real about life as a prof?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think my friends who are full-time college professors will get PTSD from watching this show because, I mean, I'm lucky. I teach at Duke University, and the students there are amazing, and the place where I teach is really wonderful. I'm not exaggerating. But at a lot of places, particularly sort of mid-level, as Hank might say, mediocre colleges, you're dealing with students who aren't necessarily that accomplished, and you're dealing with a lot of bureaucracy. You're constantly faced with people who have titles but don't have any power. You're constantly faced with being asked to teach in environments that are increasingly more difficult. And, it's serious in a place like Florida where I live, where you see legislators kind of stepping in with these outrageously crazy rules that make everything more difficult. But here in Lucky Hank, they use it all to sort of give you this absurdist take on what it's like to be a professor. He is despised by his colleagues in the department that he runs, the English department. So they try to kick him out of being chair. And they're so dysfunctional, they end up voting him back in after they kick him out. So it's just like, I think this show completely encapsulates how absurd and how frustrating, frankly, it can be to try and teach in an environment where there's so much bureaucracy and people get in their own way so much.
And how does the show pull off portraying this bureaucracy? I guess I'm asking about the supporting cast here.
Yeah, sure. So one of the great things about Lucky Hank is that Bob Odenkirk is surrounded by an ace cast. Mireille Enos, people may remember her from shows like The Killing and Hannah. She plays his wife, and we've seen her in a lot of dramatic roles, so it's kind of cool to see her spread her wings in a comedy, and she's really effective playing this sort of long-suffering wife who's also questioning where she is in her life and whether she should stay in this middling town or figure out a way to take a job in New York City. And, you know, Oscar Nunez from The Office plays his boss, a dean who doesn't really have any power. And in fact, there's a great conversation between the two of them that even illustrates that. So let's listen to that clip.
Every phone call I've had today, board members demanding that I kick your butt off campus.
Maybe you explain to them just how powerless your position really is. I think they'll understand.
I wish I could. It would make my life a whole lot easier.
It's just an A supporting cast. And it's what's so interesting to me about this is that Bob Odenkirk went from Better Call Saul, which is arguably one of the best TV series in recent years, into Lucky Hank, which is a great show, too. And it's a wonderful thing that he was able to start work on it almost right after he stopped working on Better Call Saul.
We have been talking about Lucky Hank with NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, who gives it a thumbs up. Eric, thanks as always.
All right. Thanks for having me.